What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, coming at you with another episode of Hockey Mask Time. Now, before I get started, let us bow our heads and recite the HMT motto, shall we? A man will only take so much disrespect, and it's only a matter of time before he finally decides today's the day. Gentlemen, you've all said this, I've said this, and it definitely is ringing true. HMT is a well that will never, ever, ever run dry. As long as female fuckery is a thing, there will be men who will be pushed beyond their limits and respond in kind by putting on the mask. Like the man in this article that was published on the 26th of January. APD identifies suspect, woman offlined during a violent attack at a Northeast Austin home. Austin police said the man allegedly stabbed his partner to deletion after the two got into a physical altercation. Well, looks like we have a case of mutual combat. However, since she decided to put hands on him, he decided to become Esteban from Estabia. Now, let me just go ahead and say this right here. Woo! A man faces multiple charges following a violent attack at a Northeast Austin home. Jose Martinez, 26, was shot by APD on January 21st after allegedly offlining a woman during a stabbing spree at a home in Uttermer Lane. Two other people also suffered life-threatening injuries during the attack. Well, looks like Esteban from Estabia went to work going stab, 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 stab. Austin police said they received a call just before 12:30 a.m. from someone claiming they were quote unquote bleeding a lot after being stabbed multiple times. They also told police that the suspect was still inside the home with a woman and holding a knife. When officers arrived, one of the victims was standing with a group of people outside of the home. As officers gathered information, they heard screams inside the house and decided to make their way inside. That's when they allegedly discovered Martinez holding a knife and holding a woman with multiple stab wounds. Officers shot Martinez and then escorted the woman and three unharmed children out of the house safely. As police searched the home, they found 30-year-old Mayuri Rakanko on the floor of a bedroom with multiple stab wounds. She was pronounced deleted at the scene. During APD's investigation, they learned that Rakanko was in a relationship with Martinez and that the two were involved in a physical disturbance before the stabbing. Okay. All right. I'm not going to glaze past the fact that she was older and he was younger. Definitely going to go into that when I'm done with the article. Martinez now faces a termination charge and 2 counts of aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. He remains in jail on a combined bond of $3.1 million. Oh, wow. You know what? He could have just said he was high, like the girl in California, or excuse me, Cuckafornia. I'm going to definitely talk more about that. Meanwhile, APD said the 3 officers who shot Martinez remain on administrative leave. Body cam footage of the shooting is expected to be released this week. Well. Told you, gentlemen, men are not taking it anymore. Yeah, men are taking matters into their own damn hands. Look out, ladies. Look out. You think you can try to impose your will on the new generation of men? Oh, no. Especially in this absolutely volatile environment that we're in. Oh, hell no. Anyway, let's get to that scorecard, shall we? 4 location. Went down in a home. Now, we don't know whose home it was. So, I got to give this a 5. I have to make the assumption that he was visiting. Method of execution. Obviously, the hot butter knife of doom. I'm going to give that a 25. Psychological impact. I'm going to give this a 35. Because there were multiple victims. And for the brutality factor, I'm going to actually bump this up from 35 to a 40. So I'm going to give Jose, the hacker, Martinez, a score of 105. Gentlemen, these men are saying, fuck it. Now, the woman was older, the man younger. Why do you think they were having a physical altercation? Hopefully, this guy will speak up. Now, I'm not actually going to cover the story of the woman out here in Cuckafornia, because personally, I find that absolutely disgusting, the fact that she was allowed to say, oh, I was high. Therefore, I had no control over myself. And yeah, I ended up stabbing my new boyfriend over 100 times, and she completely gets off. Yeah. Now, mind you, this is Texas. Texas takes crime very seriously. But let's just say this guy was to say, you know what? Maybe we were smoking some bad weed and, you know, things escalated. Nah. Nope. No matter what you do, gentlemen, it's always your fault. Yeah, it fucking sucks. But hey, female fuckery has no boundaries. Therefore, a man's response in putting on the mask in certain situations, that has no boundaries either. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the article. Let me know what you guys think. Why do you think Mr. Martinez decided to put the mask on? Let me know in the comment section. And for you women out here who still think you can impose your will onto today's men. You You better get this through your thick skulls and get it through your thick skulls quickly. The power you think society allows you to wield is going out. Feminism is going out right along with it, because trust and believe, ladies, this new environment, you are getting the quote unquote raw equality that you think you want. The man's world has always been a violent one. You've been shielded for far too damn long. However, no, not in this new environment. You're getting it. You put your hands on the man, you try to downgrade a man, you try to emasculate a man, guess what? That man's going to respond, and sometimes that response is going to be lethal. It is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.
Welcome. Murder on my mind, yeah. Losing all my hope, yeah. I'ma do the crime, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill.